Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What's up?
I'm a little pissed off right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's all these people out there that are pretending to be victims of crimes and go out and travel across the United States.
I need you to just shut up.
Oh, did I have the wrong tone? Or are we recording yet?
We're recording.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to try again? Should I start over?
No. I'd prefer it if you just went home.
Oh, okay. Just, you know, let me know when you need me.
I'll call you up.
All right. Appreciate you.
And this is Stranger Still. I'm gonna do a sensual open.
Okay.
Welcome to Stranger Still, a podcast where we answer the strange questions you've never thought to ask.
That was so smooth and creamy. I almost forgot that my name was John Began.
And I'm Nick Wood. And today, we're going to get angry again, which is always exciting because, I don't know, I like getting mad.
Yeah, emotions are fun. I have five of them. Just like the five senses. You've got sadness, gladness,
no.
Anger, frog, and what was the last one?
Disgust.
Disgust, yeah.
No, I like getting mad when it's productive, and I feel like this episode will be productive. And we've covered many conspiracy theories, and we've talked about this before. Over the many topics we've covered, we have just kind of stopped trying to be middle of the road, because we weren't middle of the road with the Flat Earth episode, and we tried getting Flat Earthers to listen to it, and they called me indoctrinated.
Uh-huh.
So then I tried going middle of the road, and that didn't change anything. So now, just throw all that out. We're no longer trying to talk to the conspiracy theorists.
I will argue, if you listen back, I had a very hard time with that because I was never middle of the road. I was always just like bursting at the
scene. People are idiots. So just to set the record straight, we are talking to our listeners to give them ammo to go up against the conspiracy theorists. So you aren't an idiot. The people that believe that crisis actors are real are never going to believe anything that we have to say because we've been paid off, or we just trust whatever the government tells us, or we're part of it. And none of that is true, but we can't tell that to these people.
Yeah. And before we start, I have to thank our sponsor, George Soros.
Yes. Thanks to the NRA for sponsoring us. First of all, I do want to say that there was a period in my life where I did buy into conspiracy theories. This was like back in middle school. And that got knocked out of me. And now I just love conspiracy theories. Like, I seek them out. I love to learn about them because there's like three categories of conspiracy theories in my mind now.
One
is ones that are harmless. Like, what do I have written in my notes here?
JFK?
No, well, I was thinking more like the new one that all the mattress companies all over the place, like there's mattress firms on every corner, are just money laundering fronts. Like, that's harmless. Like, it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't really mean anything.
I don't know.
Anything.
What if I don't want to support the mob, so I don't buy a mattress and I sleep on the floor? It hurts my back. That's not harmless.
That's your own fault. And then there's dumb ones where it's like, how can you believe that this is a real thing? Like the Montauk Project. Like, there's no way that happened in any stretch of the imagination. But then there's ones that just like piss me off. Like crisis actors, which has come up again lately, and it's really fun to get mad about this because then I get to yell at people on Facebook. And they've come up recently because of the Parkland shooting in Florida, where 17 students were murdered because of an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Yay.
An AR-15.
Yes, AR-15. And right now, everyone's pointing to David Hogg as this crisis actor. And why does this piss me off? Because it's really disruptive to people's lives. Not only is like people are digging into David Hogg's life to find out things about his father and stuff and like where he used to live. That's not okay. That's an invasion of privacy. Why are you doing this to people? And second of all, you're discrediting the entire event that happened to these people by being like, it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He just saw all of his friends get murdered.
Yeah. He had literally his friend's blood on his hands. And you're just like, no, didn't really happen.
Yeah.
You're just fake. Like, they're trying to grieve and you're not letting them get back to a normal life because now you're throwing them into the limelight. You're putting all the cameras on them. You're putting all of the conspiracy theorists online on them, and they can't. They just want to grieve.
Yeah, every time I think we reach the bottom of the barrel, someone takes a shovel to the bottom of that barrel and digs deeper.
They find a way to go beyond that bottom. And we're going to go over some previous events, but since the whole like David Hogg thing is hot right now, we'll dive into that one a little bit deeper so that our audience, again, has the ammo to fight this dumb conspiracy theory online.
Have you had personal experience fighting idiots on this one?
Yeah, because I guess we can talk about why we wanted to do this episode.
Yeah. Because
normally we ask our listeners what they want, and we just decided that we wanted to do this.
Yeah.
So the first reason I wanted to do this is because someone that I am close to, I'm not going to name names, believed that there was like crisis actors at Sandy Hook, and Sandy Hook was a false flag operation. That pisses me off that this person believes this. And second of all, the day after the shooting happened, I was on Facebook and I was scrolling through, and someone posted the picture that's going around, which has David Hogg in California like 2 years ago or whatever, and then him in Florida, and they're like, see, he's a crisis actor. And before there was all these resources out there debunking it, like I went and found the original video where that picture was from,
yeah,
found out his backstory, so now I'm digging into his life and invading his privacy, and debunked it for this person on Facebook. And so now I feel emotionally invested in this story because I was like, this is too stupid.
And that person's reaction was, oh, thanks.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah. And then there was someone else on his page that's like, no, he actually is a crisis actor. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
so okay, instead of spending the 30 seconds to Google it,
yeah,
they relied on you to disprove it so that they could brush it off and believe in other conspiracy mm-hmm. theories.
Yep.
Because they're an idiot baby.
Yes.
So my personal experience was that I also saw somebody post something like this. I post in a dog group,
uh-huh.
and I got new dog friends from that.
Yeah.
So I'm exposed to new humans
yeah.
that I would never associate
before.
With. Yeah. Yeah. Because I did a pretty good job of weeding out all the idiots on my own Facebook page.
Right.
At first I thought like, well, I don't want to get rid of people that disagree with me because I want to have civil and good conversations.
You don't want to be in
the chamber, yeah. Right. And then I realized that they're absolute morons.
Idiots, yeah.
And it's not worth keeping them around.
No, it's not.
Never. It wastes my energy. I try to prove it with facts and they say like, well, those facts are biased.
Yeah. It's from a biased source.
Google is biased.
Yeah.
You goddamn idiot. So.
The Snopes is biased.
Yeah. So, and I got to a point where there was a guy that was just immediately saying, oh, this has already been proven that this guy, David Hogg, is a crisis actor.
Yeah.
So, replied back, actually, no. He lived in California.
Yeah.
And
his dad retired and moved his family to Florida.
Yeah.
The end.
And they said, like, actually, if you look into the facts, they like to use the word the facts.
Yeah.
And then they try to find things. They'll probably search, like, David Hogg conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way you're finding the facts.
Yeah.
So I fought this guy and I said, hey, look, it's a source. Oh, here's another source. Oh, hey, guess what? Here's another source.
Yeah.
Stop living in your fantasy world. Like, look it up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And his
Thanks
response.
For making me edit more.
Yeah. This was the first time in the real world because we watch a lot of liberal media and progressive media.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we joke around a lot about the word sheeple.
Yeah.
He used it.
Yeah.
He said,
unironically.
Yeah. Have fun, sheeple. And I said, I'm going to find that comment.
Okay. I'm going to keep going with this episode.
You keep going.
Because we're now a long way into this without having covered any of our topics. So I do want to ask you when the first time you remember hearing the word crisis actor was.
Probably Alex Jones and Sandy Hook.
Yeah. Sandy Hook. Yeah. That's the biggest one that I kept coming back to. And I think that's the origin of the modern usage. It was a bad year. 2012 was an awful year. We had the Aurora shooting, Aurora, Colorado, at the movie theater. We had Sandy Hook. We had like two other big ones. There's one in like Minneapolis, Oakland. There's just a bunch. There's a bunch of shootings that year. A lot of terrorist activity.
Yeah.
But the term started to pop up because these were happening back to back. So online conspiracy theorists started going online, taking pictures from news reports of, it's always like normal looking white girls with brunette hair crying into their hands that they would pick out from these scenes and claim that they're the same people. They'd put them in like a collage and then say, put the city beneath them, and then the header would be, this is the same woman or whatever. And the trend continues today. Anytime there's a mass shooting, everyone is afraid liberals, are going to take their guns away or something. So they find any way that they can to discredit the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So people will say it's the Illuminati or the Deep State or Obama or Democrats or whatever to enforce regulation that suits their agenda.
Yeah. So now we already established that we're talking to people that are like-minded when we're making this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we keep pretending we're not trying to take their guns away, I don't think they're going to catch on. What do you think?
We might be safe.
Yeah.
It'll be a tricky needle to thread.
Yeah. Just make sure if you share this podcast, don't share it with anybody that might, like, you know, leak it.
Yeah. Don't let them know. Don't let the other party know. So at these events, whether or not people were actually hurt is always out for debate. Either they intentionally killed civilians to push the regulation, or the whole thing was staged from the beginning. But either way, they'll always bring in crisis actors that are paid to come to these events and act distraught as if, I don't know, maybe their friend was shot in the leg and they had to hold the wound so that they wouldn't bleed out. Like, just for instance, mm-hmm. like maybe that. They're just good at having that face. In reality, according to these conspiracy theorists, they're just living in Florida, and then they have connections with the FBI. So the FBI calls them up, and they're like, "Hey, you're good at looking sad, right?" And like, "Yeah, hey, would you want to come out to Florida for like a weekend? It'll be nice. You have a nice getaway. After you're done, we'll take you to Disney World.
Yeah,
have a good time."
Nice A-lister crisis actor. Mm-hmm. The casting calls usually find him on Craigslist or, you know, some place that you think is scuzzy.
Yeah, but once you build up a rapport with him, you can keep calling him up.
That's why David had such a good reputation. They used him over and over.
That's the funny thing, though, is their claim for him being a crisis actor was a picture of him in a news report in California where his full name was listed David Hogg. And then in the second picture, his full name was listed David Hogg. If it was the same person, do you think they'd use the same name? Because if you're trying to hide something, you're not going to be that obvious about
it. Yeah, but if you're trying to build a brand.
Get some David Hogg t-shirts in the FBI lobby.
Yeah.
So there's not much...
Going ham for Hogg.
Can we get that on a shirt? I want that on a shirt.
Yeah.
So when it comes to evidence, there's not much. It's just that. It's usually a picture of some white girl that looks like another white girl. All white girls look the same. Can I say that? They do. I mean, they do.
Okay.
As we talked about in previous episodes, a lot of times conspiracy theorists will start with an idea that something is wrong and then find the evidence instead of the other way around. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, if you're discovering gravity, you'd be like, well, everything's pulled towards the Earth at a consistent rate. I wonder if there's this force there. Oh, yeah, there is. It's called gravity, and now we have all these equations to prove it. You start with the proof, and then you start with the evidence and then find out what it is.
Weird.
None of these people start there.
Weird, weird, weird.
So they'll find someone that looks like someone else or has a similar name in a lot of cases and start digging into these poor people.
I don't know, you're starting to lose me. The only thing I'm digging into and the only dinosaur I'm believing in is a George Soros.
So back in 2012, this is when Sandy Hook happened, there was a famous woman named Laura Phelps that conspiracy theorists latched onto. They claimed that after digging into this person's life, they found out her real name, her real last name was Sexton, and she lived in Florida and worked for Homeland Security. She was part of their crisis division and was a crisis actor. There was a person named Laura Phelps, lost a child at Sandy Hook. There was also a person named Laura Sexton that lived in Florida, but these were two separate people, and it was proven time and time again, these were just two totally different people.
Yeah.
But these people don't care. They don't listen to that. Sometimes if it's just a picture and a fake name isn't good enough, so they'll make up quotes, like with David Hogg in the Parkland shooting. People started posting pictures of him with that video in Florida, and they started pointing to his dad, saying his dad worked for the FBI, and they have all these quotes from David Hogg saying, like, oh, I wanted to be a crisis actor or something like that. And well, first of all, those quotes are fake.
Yeah.
And his dad retired in 2014. As we mentioned before, he did work for the FBI.
Uh-huh.
But he hasn't worked for the FBI for 4 years. And they did live in California when that video was taken. The video is just of him filming an altercation his friend had with a lifeguard. It wasn't anything other than that.
Yeah. So pause.
Got on the news.
Perfect storm that we created.
Yeah.
One. We live in a Trump presidency where now
facts
don't matter, and our country is divided into getting angry about stuff and caring about people or getting angry that other people care about other people.
That's a good way to put it.
And that group that do support him and are against the FBI now.
Yeah.
It used to be that if you're conservative, you're like for like law enforcement.
Yeah.
Now you're against it.
Yeah.
So we've got that. Number two is the YouTube adpocalypse, which is... is now that advertisers are more concerned about things getting edgy online, they're more sensitive to that kind of stuff. So
So everyone's talking about it.
Right. So
the media's talking about it. Advertisers are...
There was a video, and I'm sure you'll get into it a little bit more.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about before we get into why people want to do this.
Okay.
But to the whole YouTube thing, you said as we were driving to record that you searched for Crisis Actor on YouTube and like everything is gone.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
All conspiracy theorists are just gone.
So there's... if you want to learn about some of this stuff, I think Kyle Klinsky with mm-hmm. Secular Talk did a really good segment on it, saying how it was dumb that it was removed.
Yeah.
Because there's something called a like to dislike ratio.
Yeah.
And this one video got to trending,
uh-huh.
and everyone immediately said, this is the stupidest thing ever, and dismissed it, and it got way more dislikes than mm-hmm. anything else. So it's good to keep that stuff up there, because that's freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
and to let people think for themselves. That's
where
to do.
I get worried, is that we're just like, it is affecting people's lives. But a lot of these people that are advocating for gun control, all the teenagers from the Parkland shooting, appreciate this, and we'll get into why that is.
Yeah.
But it is, I do feel like that is a violation of, they have their privacy policy and all that,
mm-hmm.
so it is within their guidelines to do it, but it still just feels...
And they're a private company, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but it still feels weird.
But there's still a moral, they have to have moral standards.
It only fuels the conspiracy as well, because now they're like, well, the government's paying YouTube to take these down,
because
it's the truth.
And then beyond that, now they get to pick who's an authoritative news source.
Yeah.
And when you search Crisis Act, which doesn't pop up any longer,
mm-hmm.
it only comes up with CNN,
mm-hmm.
and not Kyle's cool video that he did that was important. Yeah,
it's a slippery slope. But before we get into like why people want to do this, which is how we'll close out the show, or I guess this section of the show after the break that we always do, I have some of our listeners' conspiracy theories that piss them off.
Yeah,
this really pisses us off. So I wanted to hear from you guys. But would you be surprised to learn that the idea of crisis actors goes as far back as the mid 1900s, 1950s or so? What if I said it goes all the way back to the 1900s? What if I told you it goes all the way back to the mid 1800s?
Okay, it's ancient Egypt.
No,
we played this game before.
No. It is actually the mid 1800s. I was super surprised.
Oh my goodness, that brick fell from that pyramid. It hit my toe.
Oh no.
Oh no, no.
Why are your Egyptians Italian?
No, it's just a foreigner.
Oh.
Just a foreign accent.
Foreigner.
Oh, I don't know where I'm from. I could be from anywhere. So it's not offensive.
And somehow it's still racist. But I love learning this stuff, so I'm excited to share this with our listeners, that crisis actors, or claims of crisis actors, have been cropping up as early as the Civil War. I'm not talking the Marvel Civil War, I'm talking like the American Civil War. And this is always like, I love learning about stuff that you never get to hear about at school.
The American Civil War, not the Captain American Civil War.
Yeah, sorry. But as we all know, before the Civil War, 99.9% of African Americans were met with discrimination. To put it lightly, they were abused, they were whipped, they were forced to work on plantations, they were raped, they were anything that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
They were tortured, they were treated like animals.
Yeah.
Well, because of this, some people, some libtards rose up and started saying this isn't right. And the stories of this violence started to rise up. Somehow people hadn't heard of it, but people were brought into Congress to testify on the violence committed against the slaves. Well, the South didn't like that, because that would mean that we were getting rid of their free labor and their workforce.
Yeah, they were lazy.
Yeah, they just wanted to sit on their rocking chairs and have an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Years before Arnold Palmer.
Nobody knew that there was, yeah.
They're like, why do we call these Arnold Palmers? And like, I don't know yet.
You'll see. Just wait for it.
Just wait. So the South and people that wanted to keep their slaves claimed that the people testifying were crisis actors, and that they were being paid by Congress to show up and say, oh my goodness, my master treated me like garbage, he whipped me, you can see all the scars on my back, but those are totally just makeup that that I'm talking to, Congress, put on my back so that we could get away with this story.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, Congress did pay them, but they paid them for the wages they would have missed, like the one penny a day they would have got on the plantation. They paid them so they could eat food, and they paid for their boarding, and that's it, and their travel costs. They didn't pay them more for showing up and acting.
Wow.
But then the South got a hold of that and like, see, they are paying them. They are paying them to show up. Well, yes, I mean, technically they are, but they're not paying them to make up these stories of horrible things you did to them.
Yeah, and they said, wake up, you goats. And this other guy's like, you're onto something.
You're almost there. Try working with sheep. Yeah, try working with sheep for a little bit. See where you get with that one. I just think it's interesting that people like 200 years ago were like, take a look at these crisis actors and look how history has respected them.
There are two things that work in tandem with each other, like yin and yang. It's called Occam's razor and projection.
Yes, go on.
Occam's razor is the simplest solution is probably the truest.
Yeah.
So these people that are saying that they've been whipped and tortured and abused horribly.
There's less things to assume that this is true than it's not true.
Yeah. What's the point of them making it up and creating these fake scars and having this conspiracy where they're paid to do so because they want to avoid you from having slaves so that you could do it more? And projection is, you know you're wrong and you know you're abusing these people. So let's project onto the other party. It's something that humans have done for centuries and we will continue to do, which is why it's important to be very loud and fight with facts.
Yeah, which is why our volume on this episode is louder than normal.
It's at 120% dBs.
So as I said, I guess I didn't say this, but I feel like there is a little bit of a temptation to believe something like this. Like, as soon as you see that picture, like, wow, that person does look like that other person.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's important as a human being to take a step back and say, why do I think that this is fake? Just in general, like, I think that's the biggest tool that you can use against conspiracy theorists, which is, why do you believe this?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they won't have an answer. I feel like, depending on the situation, the answer would be the same. In today's world, it's either that they're afraid people are going to take their guns away, which I feel like was more the case in Sandy Hook. More recently, I feel like they want to discredit the FBI. Because you see the FBI being attacked a lot. They didn't act fast enough. They didn't see the warning signs. This kid's dad was in the FBI.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Whether that's kind of a conspiracy theory in and of itself. Are we trying to discredit the FBI? But there's also just like the, I hate this person, so I'm going to find any reason to be upset about whatever happened. And when libtards are coming after your guns, you automatically hate them, so you're going to find any reason to hate them more. I do this. When I hate someone, you know this. This just happened like the other week with a man who was spewing some hateful things against the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like trying to find out where he went to church. Mostly this was productive because he was a youth leader. He was in charge of Christian youth.
Yeah.
And if he has these views, what is he teaching these children? Yeah. It was horrifying. So like I find more reasons to hate people when they piss me off. And I feel like this is a little bit of the same thing.
This is kind of reminds me of like when you're in school and you think like, what is something you wish you learned when you were in elementary school that you didn't prepare you for being an adult? Mm-hmm. Being angry is good.
If it's channeled right.
Yeah, you can channel it correctly and use it. And you don't have to get along with everyone.
Or you can channel it and use it incorrectly like Alex Jones and everyone that believes in this stuff.
And speaking of channeling, there's also two types of skepticism. There's logical skepticism and illogical skepticism. Mm-hmm. When you see something with a crisis actor claim and your initial gut reaction is like, well, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, take a step back, Google it for 30 seconds.
If you have to say maybe, you need to look into it.
Yeah.
This is something that my brother-in-law did, where he posted some false gun death rates and abortion death rates on Facebook. So I, being the good person I am, researched it, and he was like, oh, thanks for that. And I was like, you understand this is damaging to post this stuff? And he's like, yeah, but that's why I did it, so that you would look it up for me. But you're doing exactly what the person that posted it wants you to do, which is to get it out there in front of people.
Yeah.
They're not going to go into your comment section and see that I disproved it. And even after I did disprove it, your uncle comes in and says, well, these are actually, there's sources on these. And you go to the sources, and they're all biased sources for big church conglomerates and stuff that have nothing to do with the CDC that the information should come from.
I'm going to give my perfect example here just real quick and we'll jump right back in.
I don't have much left to say.
Okay. So there was a person who posted an article that said that it is not true that there has been 18 school shootings since the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, that's weird because I heard it from all news sources, CNN and like all these like MSNBC, like considered liberal media, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I clicked it. I read through it.
Mm-hmm.
They had all their sources lined up.
Yep.
And it was true.
Yeah.
There have been maybe 4 mass shootings. The 18 number comes from a kid that's gun went off accidentally in a shooting class.
Yeah.
A kid that's gun went off in a backpack. Like, just like stupid little incidents where
they
nobody
are
got
school
hurt.
Shootings, but they're being used as mass school shootings.
Yeah. So
the classification
language
is wrong.
Right. Language is very dangerous if you use it incorrectly as a journalist. So
it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. My initial reaction was, no, that's garbage. Like, I don't need like this dismissive, like, it's probably some like red, like,
propaganda.
Right wing propaganda. Yeah. And I read it and I was like, okay, actually, no, this has fact in it.
Yeah. You need to be flexible enough to, sure, we say go after these conspiracy theorists and this is your ammo or whatever, but at the same time, if there is real evidence, you need to have the brains to identify that. So
yeah, don't pick a team, pick facts.
Yes, and my best advice is go to factcheck.org or whatever it is, or Snopes.com. Snopes is where I went to for a lot of information on this article, because they have real sources, and they have data from a long time ago, like the beginning of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all the articles from when like Sandy Hook happened, and the Aurora shooting happened, and all this stuff. So,
yeah.
And they keep track of it. They update it. Like, this is a really weird example, but they go back through their catalog of stuff and update it if it comes up again. Like, recently, people were seeing this tweet that SpongeBob was canceled. Well, that tweet also went out in 2015, so they put that article up on the homepage and updated it to say, no, it's not canceled in 2018. That is a hoax. This happens every year. Just shut up and go about your day. So it's a really good source.
Yeah.
And that's honestly what I just link to people now. When they're like, oh, it's a crisis actor, I just paste the link and walk away.
Yep.
So the last thing I want to say before we go to our break is that crisis actors are now thanking all the conspiracy theorists. Like David Hogg has gone back on TV. He's been in the limelight a lot because he's loud. He's loud about this issue because it needs to be loud.
Yeah.
You need to be loud about it. Otherwise, no one's going to hear it.
People have said that they're sick of it for a long time, but it took the victims of this
mm-hmm.
recent crisis standing up.
Yeah.
Where it seems like it's making a difference because now companies are losing money.
Well, even Trump is making changes. He took, what, $30 million from the NRA?
Yeah.
And he's taking away bump stocks and he's enacting more restrictions or more, what do you call it?
Background checks?
Yes, exactly. For gun control.
Yeah.
NRA is going to be pissed, but this is more important. These kids are incredibly smart and I love these kids.
Yeah.
But they think the conspiracy theorists, because now they're being talked about more and it's bringing the issue up and it keeps coming up because these conspiracy theorists won't let it go. So it keeps being talked about. Now it's in the media cycle and now it's all over Facebook and social media.
Yeah.
And I agree. Thank you, idiots. Thank you for making change the opposite direction you wanted it to go.
Yep.
Do you want to recap?
Let's see. Where's a good place to start with this? In the beginning.
At the dawn of time.
In the great deserts of Giza. When the pyramids rose from the ground. When the sandstone was sculpted.
Yeah.
And then humans were around. And then, I don't know, maybe like 2,000-3,000 years later. In the 1950s.
1850s.
Sure. Slaves were here.
Mm-hmm.
And dumb white people said, they're making it up.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day,
it's still happening.
Dumb white people still say they're making it up.
It's not just white people.
It's everybody.
Yeah.
I remember this
opportunity.
Yeah. There's that dumb video that I always see of Trump with the guy with Blacks for Trump in the back on his t-shirt.
Yeah.
That idiot.
But should we go to a break real fast and calm down and then talk about some of our listeners' least, I want to say, favorite conspiracy theories to hate?
Yeah. And when we come back, I'll even share a little Maddox's way to debate with idiots.
Okay. John, where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
And you can find us on iTunes, leave us a review, and you can... Hey, you like us. You're our friend, right?
Mm.
You should kick us a couple dollars. We're poor.
Yeah.
We want to make this show better, and you can do your part to help by going to patreon.com/strangerstill and give us like $1 a month, and you get to listen. What did we record today? We just talked about random stuff.
But harder.
Yeah, there was a couple swears.
Mm-hmm.
So, so what's Maddox's dealy, Bob?
So, yeah, I watched a video about crisis actors from Maddox. Maddox, I grew up reading his web
comic. Page on the internet or whatever.
Something like that. And his exact words, it was how to debate with dipshits.
Yeah.
And it was step one, bait them into a long reply.
Yeah.
Ask them why they feel that way about something.
Yeah. That's actually good advice.
Yeah. Ask them, hey, why do you think this? Or what's your thought process behind this? Two is... what was it? I think it was don't read it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then three was laugh at their reply.
Yeah.
And ask them for more information. And if you're going to attack them back, do it in a subtle way that they won't notice while you keep asking for more and more info.
Yeah.
And just get them to tire themselves out because you're not going to change their dumb minds.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. Like, I love having discussions with people.
Yeah.
And
you have to make them decide on their own.
They need to have a flexible mind, first of all. That's hardest challenge.
I had one decent conversation with somebody who gave me long responses and I didn't agree with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they were like factual.
Yeah.
Like there's a guy that was telling me that bump stocks are basically a rubber band and you could just replicate them anyway.
Yeah.
With just like a rubber band. Or people are going to find ways to do it anyway. So banning that isn't going to prevent much or do anything. It's just like fake progress.
Yeah. I can see that. But I also disagree.
Yeah. So, yeah. And he gave me more information about AR-15s and like all this stuff. And I was like, hey, I appreciate you at least, you know,
taking the time.
Give me facts.
Yeah. But don't have to agree. But it's good to have a discussion. Just because you're discussing something doesn't mean that you're fighting. Yeah. That's an important distinction. Like I publicly had a discussion with Josh, who was on our show before, on his mom's post, and we were just going back and forth on things. And she's like, "See, even your friends are yelling at you." And he's like, "Dude, we're just talking it out.
Yeah,
like there's nothing wrong with this discussion. We're trying to get to each other's points of view." And it turns out like we did agree on it. We just were saying things differently.
Yeah.
It's good to have that discussion to get to that point. Because that's the other thing. I'm going off on a wild tangent. We might not even talk about our listeners' favorite conspiracy theories to hate. But a lot of times you'll find that you agree with the people you're arguing with.
Yeah.
Even if it's little things, like you both want people to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinions about how to keep people safe are probably different, but that's what you should be fighting. You shouldn't assume that they hate people and they want everyone to die because guns are out there and they want people to have guns. You both do agree that people need to be safe.
Sometimes it's cultural.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want a gun, but I've went shooting with friends that have multiple guns.
Mm-hmm.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I was a really good shot.
Yeah.
But in the end, I'd rather like help that person that's in my house.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather tase them and then like get them to mental counseling than kill them and not have that chance.
Yeah. But that's, I don't know. There's, yeah. But we'll go through a couple of our listeners' favorite conspiracy theories to hate. Our first one was from Jason Lee. He wanted to know if Holocaust denial counts, and it totally does.
Mm-hmm.
It has its roots in conspiracy theories.
There's a gentleman running for office now that
is
out about
denier.
It. Yep. Yeah.
That one really makes me mad. I wanted to do an episode a long time ago. If you go back and listen to a couple episodes, I mentioned this where I wanted to know why people think the Holocaust didn't happen or even the Middle Ages didn't happen. Like that's all fake in history books. But I haven't got there and I don't know if we will. We've got one from Phil Gonzalez of Deep in Bear Country and a few other.
Yeah. Berenstain versus Berenstain.
Yeah.
Which and that one gets me too.
We're going to get him back on. We're going to get him on the show to discuss it.
Yep.
He said that he could go on for hours and rage about it.
He lost his voice, so we're going to let him get it back so he can lose it again.
No, I don't want him to have his voice. It'll just be a very silent episode.
Yeah.
Joel said Flat Earth is the stupidest, and I totally agree. But then Phil also commented a picture where someone outlined all the continents. It looks like a cat playing with Australia. It's the cutest picture ever.
Oh, I love that.
What else is on here, John?
Well, Lauren put Flat Earthers, Anti-Vaxxers, and the thing about Hillary Clinton being a lizard queen.
Yeah.
Which I agree with most of those things. I don't know, like...
Hillary might be a lizard.
Yeah, it's very scaly.
She smells like sulfur.
Yeah.
Rachel said, everyone's mentioned mine already. Flat Earthers, Anti-Vaxxers, Holocaust deniers. Those are still important ones to be smart about. So I'm glad that you hate them.
Jake put mattress stores as a money laundering front.
Oh, I didn't see him put that one.
He did. So I'll explain the deal with that a little bit, is that when you go into these stores, they're empty. There's nobody there ever.
Yeah, there's like one person. Well, the other thing too is they're on every corner. And I do wonder about this because there's one corner of our city where there's at least two that I remember, and then I think a little bit further down the road there's a third one.
Yeah.
Like mattresses are like 500-900 bucks for like a queen king size. How are
and how often do you buy
business?
Them?
I haven't bought a mattress in my life.
Yeah.
I've gotten hand-me-downs. When we first moved out, we got the mattress that I had when I was a teenager in high school. We just used that. And then when we got our house, Shelby's grandparents parents gave us a mattress. Yeah. We have never bought a mattress.
Yeah.
Ever.
The way that marketing works now, too, is like I feel like it's like buying digital cable when I go to a mattress store versus having a streaming platform like Netflix when I could get like a Purple mattress or something. Yeah, yeah. You know?
That's the other thing, too. Like, it's so much cheaper online. You can get a coupon code for $100 off a mattress, and the mattress is already cheaper than the stores. How are they staying?
We sound like real podcasters.
Anyway. Jake also said cleaning products that look like food, like Tide.
Oh, no, we have to pay them. Drew, most for the most part, false flat conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
There's some truth behind them, and the complexities of it are actually rather intriguing, but pisses me off.
Jeff Kowalski said, they're all bad.
Michaela says Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam.
Why does that make her mad? I guess it's kind of racist.
Well, it's because it's racist and because people just like actually believe it.
Yeah. And the Boston bombing was a government setup. That happened in 2012 too, I think, right? Or around there?
I don't remember.
Jason Lee also said, reading about crisis actors and false flags is getting me feeling pretty grumpy right now. So I think you're going to like this episode. what?
You gone.
Oh, Tamara said anti-vaxxers that put their kids at risk, and especially claim that it causes autism, and basically spreads the idea that it's better to die of polio than potentially be autistic, which can be harmful to autistic kids. Yeah, I never thought of that last bit. That's very true. What else you got?
William Kahn put Bigfoot, because who cares about Bigfoot?
And I replied the History Channel, apparently, yeah. And he said, don't get me started. The Ancient Alien show is kind of racist because it implies ancient people couldn't accomplish things without a more advanced outsider's help. Exception, the ancient Sumerians believe that aliens called Anunnaki taught them math, science, and medicine. I didn't know that. That's actually really cool. And then, of course, my brother Jake has to come in and say 9/11 planes were CGI'd. IRL. So I think that'll do it for us this week.
Yeah.
Don't you think? We already have our next week episode lined up.
Yep.
So we're going to be talking about fasting, which is one we've wanted to do for like a month now.
I'm going to fast before it.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm going to fast too.
Hell yeah.
So we're going to give it a shot, see how long I can last.
And we'll text each other for support, which is the GIFs.
The real thing is I want to do a little bit of self-experimentation and prepare for this episode. I haven't done any research other than I know what type of fast I'm doing it and for how long I'm doing it.
You're intermittent?
No, I'm going to do water fasting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you do intermittent, we'll compare notes.
Well, I'm going to do intermittent and then water.
Oh, okay.
That's what I did last time.
I was going to do it the opposite way around. I was going to try to get a week of fasting in, and I was going to try to do 3 days of water fasting and intermittent for the last four. We'll see what I do, though. I don't know.
Oof, that's tough, man. I made it 36 hours.
Yeah.
With nothing, just water.
Yeah. But, we'll see if I can make it 72.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It starts tonight after I have a nice blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Wonderful.
So I think that'll do it for this week.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.